In November of 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald shot President Kennedy. Just 2 days later, Jack Ruby shot Oswald. Deputy Eugene Boone now found the assassination of the president had a personal connection. Boone's time working with Jack Ruby is today's edition of The American Countryside. All this week, you are hearing features from Eugene Boone, a former Dallas, Texas deputy sheriff. His eyewitness accounts of the investigation of the assassination of President Kennedy are a fascinating look at an event that still draws much attention. Our daily broadcast provides you with parts of his story, but there's a great way to hear more. Just log on to AmericanCountryside.com and listen to The Scenic Route, our full-length interviews. What did the deputy see when he climbed the grassy knoll immediately after the shooting? What was his link to Jack Ruby? Just log on and listen at AmericanCountryside.com.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Deputy Eugene Boone was the officer that found the rifle used by Lee Harvey Oswald on the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository. Interestingly, before he became an officer, he worked in the advertising department of the Dallas Times-Herald.
I handled all the theater and nightclub advertising in Dallas County. Jack Ruby was one of my clients, and I knew Jack and had known him for several years.
Eugene's wife, Charmaine, had met Jack Ruby at the newspaper office several times as well. On Sunday morning, November 24, 1963, just 2 days after the president had been shot, Boone was on duty and heard there was a shooting at City Hall, where Oswald was being transferred.
As I came in the sheriff's office, I came around the switchboard, and the operator said, "You have a phone call," and it was Charmaine. She said, "I was watching this on TV, and it looked like Jack Ruby shot Oswald." I said, "No, it couldn't be Jack," but it was.
He came to know Ruby well over the time he received newspaper ads from him.
Jack was an unusual sort of person. I know that he had underworld contacts, and I know that people over the years have tried to say that he was influenced by the mafia and so on and so forth to do that. I don't believe that.
He has his own reasons why he believes Ruby shot Oswald.
There's no denying that he was a Kennedy supporter, but I believe Jack thought that he could shoot Oswald, be the man that shot the man, you know, Dakota the West. And that no jury would ever convict him, and he could go back and be the main attraction at his carousel club.
Remember, you can hear our full-length interview with Eugene Boone at AmericanCountryside.com. Just listen to The Scenic Route. Traveling the countryside in Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.